Drake and Scott with Ziggy, Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show, coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about anything and everything on this show. And if you're not offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
That's Scott. I'm Brian Drake. To my right and your left, we have Ziggy. How's it going, Ziggy?
Whoop, whoop. How's it going, guys?
No coach today. I don't think we've all, four of us, have been in the same room together more than twice this summer.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah. Well, we all have, it's summertime. We all have families and things to do. I think, well, except me, because all I do is stay home.
Wife still counts as family, buddy.
I guess, yeah. I was just thinking of last week or the week before, we talked about that TikTok thing of wives putting tracking devices on their husband's shoes, etc. And it's like, yeah, my wife is like, I don't need to do that. You're always here. And I wish you would leave the house sometimes. Well, we got a couple things to talk about today, more than a couple. Zero-cal sweeteners causing blood clots. Ooh. Camelblah has stolen Trump's no-tax-on-tips idea. And also, she can't pronounce the word hospitality. Oh. I got to make sure I use the other computer to play that clip because it's kind of funny. The Religion of Peace wanted to blow up a Taylor Swift concert. And we got all kinds of things. I'm so glad we're not doing the Taylor bet anymore, because now we can talk about the story and say her name. And
where was the no tax on tips when I was waiting tables in college?
Yeah, no kidding, right?
I want to go back. I want my money back.
Yeah, no kidding. But yeah, that's been Trump's thing for a while, and now Camelblah has
service worker reparations.
Taken it over. I'm calling her Camelblah. I think we had talked about last week potential nicknames for her, and we couldn't come up with any that all of us liked, and some of us didn't like any of them at all. And so Camelblah, I think, is a good safe compromise. And
as in camel blah blah blah.
Yeah,
camel blah blah blah.
Yeah, okay, exactly. So we always start with a crazy on the way. You guys got any?
I had one.
Okay,
I've forgotten it. I'm having an old man moment. Can you cue me?
Oh, gosh. Because
we were talking about it.
We talked about it in the meeting, and now I've forgotten about it, too. Was it something about
it's
tequila?
It's sad how much I have to write things down.
No kidding. And this was only an hour ago, and we're all drawing a blank.
It was stuff.
I can't remember. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It was. I think it had something to do with your family.
Probably.
Yeah.
Most of my crazy is...
Well, Ziggy, do you have one? Let's let Scott think for a minute, and otherwise I'll go into mine.
Sure. How do you show up late to the show? Hit
me?
All 12 stoplights.
Oh, that's right.
A two-mile drive took 20 minutes because I hit all 12 stoplights.
And you live the closest to where we record here.
Yeah.
So.
And I was the last one to show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can get about 2 minutes if you hit a light correctly. You can sit there for over 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's just painful.
Yeah, for sure. Well, my crazy on the way was a little painful. I came up Vineyard, which I'm in the habit of doing because it's a little faster. This morning, I wound up stuck behind a garbage truck that was you know, of course stopping at every house. And
oh, come on, this campaigning.
Yeah, and. So it's a two-lane road with a double yellow line down the center, and I'm like, is it legal to go around? I don't know. Meanwhile, I've got guys, you know, stacking up behind me. It's like, well, somebody has to do something. They're too far back to do anything. Every time I look, there's other cars coming. It's like, well, I can't, you know. So, I got an idea. I'll take a left turn into one of the other streets, work my way around, and get in front of the garbage truck. So I do exactly that. Of course, making it nice and smooth, like, this is what I meant to do all along, and I actually live up the street, yada, yada, yada. So I go up a hill, make a right turn, go down the hill, go back on, you know, go back, reach Vineyard to make my left turn, and I'm behind the garbage truck again. So it's like, oh, so with all of it, So in spite of me moving faster than the garbage truck, he still managed to stay ahead of me. So then, well, it's the old question again. Can I go around? And this time there's nobody behind me.
Tortoise beats the hare.
Yeah, always. So eventually the road was clear. There was somebody behind me at that point, and I thought, well, I'm just, you know, this is nuts. So I whip right around, and the other guy behind me follows me right around, and it's like, oh, okay. So he was waiting for me, and so then I got ahead of the garbage truck, and
nice.
Yeah, but it was like, I'm sitting there. It's like, if there's a cop waiting anywhere in any of these cul-de-sacs or behind anything, it's like, this is not going to end well. And it's just, and I just said, the hell with that. Just, let's just do it. And nothing happened. So
nice.
Well, yeah. At least only the garbage trucks are out to get you. Wait till the cops are out to get you.
Well, if you knew how few cops we actually have in this town, you'd understand why there's so many moving violations happening around.
Are we
around
still
you.
Defunding all of them?
Apparently, yeah, and then a lot of quit because of that. But yeah, it's driving is a little treacherous lately because everybody's going way faster than they should, and it's they get away with it because there just aren't enough cops around. So
more cops, I say.
Yeah, it'd be nice. I have noticed an increase in CHP lately. So when I'm coming back and forth from San Francisco, it's like, okay, well, at least they're out trying to settle everyone down on the freeway. But
those are the double whites you can't cross.
Yeah.
There's a joke in there somewhere. I've noticed with all the driving I've been doing lately, I've been noticing I get these alerts on my phone because I got the map thing going with my blue line. I just follow the blue line and whatever. And it always is saying speed check ahead, or there's been a report of a speed check. And I never see them.
Yeah, because by the time you get there, they're gone. They've moved on.
They pulled somebody else over.
I think they're just spamming us with the speed check ahead thing to try and get people to slow down more.
Could be.
I'm a conspiracy theorist in only one thing, and that's in traffic in the United States. We need a new traffic czar.
To do what?
To rescind all these weird restrictions they're putting on things and coming after us.
Send everybody.
Is that Buttigieg? He's
the transportation secretary.
Yeah. I want him out. Get a new.
Well, he's out already.
Oh my gosh! Even the moment I said that, I knew you were gonna.
Yeah, he's
want a new travel czar.
Yeah, don't worry, that'll happen very soon. Well, let's talk about Taylor Swift and the terrorist threat about her Vienna tour. She's canceled her Eras show in Vienna because of what Austrian police say was a planned terrorist attack targeting the concert. Apparently, it was a very young fellow. Guys, too. One of the people arrested was 19 years old who had recently pledged his allegiance to ISIS. Apparently, they thought "I'm the problem, it's me" was about Muhammad. So, they wanted to go and express themselves and bring some cultural diversity to Vienna.
Why would you need to blow up Taylor Swift or anybody at her concert? That just makes no sense. They're just trying to have a loud splash and do something eventful.
I guess so.
Get everybody's attention.
Sure, why not? If she's a major figure, would be a prime.
What's
going
to happen to this 19-year-old and the rest of his crew?
I don't know.
Nothing.
I don't know. I don't know what the Vienna police. I don't know if Vienna.
Will he sign a plea deal like the other three guys?
I don't know.
Did you hear about this?
The 9/11 guys.
Yeah, the 9/11 guys. Well, the masterminds.
That plea deal has since been rescinded. But yes,
has it?
Yeah. Yeah, so now they will.
Because dad got involved? There was an adult in the room finally?
Yeah. I think it was a circuit judge or somebody who had authority over the people that made the deal, said nuts to this, and I'm rescinding everything. And so now they're eligible for the death penalty again, should they go forward with their stuff. So,
well, I'm glad.
Yes. So Austrian Chancellor Karl Niehammer shared his disappointment over the cancellation of the tour, but did say the situation was serious. He did thank officials for identifying the threat early and preventing what could have been a big tragedy. Swift was scheduled to perform in the Ernst Happel Stadion in Vienna, and it's for the international leg of her Eras tour.
It's weird that they found the guy, but they canceled it anyways. Like,
well, just they may have captured one guy or two guys or three, but you never know who else is out there. And
guy can dream.
Yeah. I'm going to let that go because, you know, I'm too busy trying to think. You know, it's like, okay, well, maybe these guys need to calm down. You know, and if they're upset with Taylor, they should just shake it off. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of jokes we can make here.
They're being too loud.
That I'm enjoying. What was the? She did that one record. Look What You Made Me Do. So yeah, so the terrorists threatened to blow up the concert. She cancels it. Look What You Made Me Do.
Oh my gosh.
You can have a whole conversation with just song Taylor titles.
Taylor titles.
I'm Swiftie.
Oh yeah. So anyway, glad they did stop that because that would not have been.
Well, it just crushed the economy in that area, wherever that is.
Probably.
I mean, they were gonna make a killing.
Oh my gosh. Oh, okay.
Thank you. Oh, no. Thank you. I won't be appearing all week, but I will for the next 40 minutes.
Okay. Very good. Mm. Let's switch over to Camelblah because we got a couple things we can talk about.
Blah, with blah. Her.
I want to play the at her rally where she has stolen the whole no tax on tips thing, but listen to how she pronounces the word hospitality.
Uh-oh. And eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
So you were a hospitality worker, Scott, back in the day? Or?
Yes, I was a hospitality worker. I was graciously helping people with their fertility.
If she gets elected, she's going to be another George W. Bush, where she just mispronounces basic words and just create. And of course, we didn't have memes when W. was president. We did get a lot.
I'm sorry, Joe Biden. What?
No, George W. Bush.
No, I know, but we had more gaffes by Biden than we have Bush. Are you just trying to play both sides of the aisle?
No. I've already forgotten Joe existed.
Bad at calf care.
Yeah. I've forgotten he existed, but no, but W had a lot of mispronounced words, and now she's going to have it, and it's going to be. But and
eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
It's like she has no platform of her own, so she's just cherry picking from Trump now.
Yeah,
and so what is this? She's
trying to take his thunder. You know, that would have been something that people might have voted for Trump. And now that she's doing it also, she's trying to get those votes back. It's just a play. It's gross.
From the Daily Caller here, we have a liberal media outlet set off on a mission to list Harris's VP accomplishments. Turns out it's not so easy. A Washington Post politics reporter noted Friday that it was tough to unravel Kamala Harris's distinct accomplishments while serving as vice president, pointing to Biden's assertion that the two work as a team. Several Georgia voters told Newsmax they couldn't recount a single Harris accomplishment over the course of her entire career during a segment that aired on Tuesday.
I don't know. I think Willie Brown would argue with that.
Well, I remember covering Harris when she worked in San Francisco as DA and then later Sacramento. And I guess her accomplishment is throwing black people in jail and then not letting them out to take advantage of the extra labor. You know, that was, Tulsi Gabbard really dragged her across the coals on that one. So, I mean, she's got that to talk about. So she likes to put black people in jail.
Yeah.
Is that an accomplishment?
I'm not touching that one.
Yeah. Okay.
Staying away from that one.
Yeah. And I'm having a hard time coming up with it with things to mention either.
Yeah.
She's been pretty under the radar during the Biden administration, which is typical for vice presidents, wrote someone involved with this story.
She was supposed to be tasked with immigration, and she never went to the border. She's been accepted as the Democratic nominee for president. And in that whole time, was it like 3 weeks now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has yet to have a press conference. And what is she doing? I know what she's doing.
It's being installed.
She is listening to all of Trump's speeches and seeing what she can steal.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's about the only thing that we know she's accomplished is she took someone else's good idea.
Yeah. As Vice President Harris cast a deciding vote in the Senate for the Inflation Reduction Act, which, okay, but then you know, that's what a vice president does, is cast those tie-breaking votes. The Washington Post also pointed to examples where Harris didn't necessarily deliver tangible progress, or the final results remain to be seen on her tasks, including the the border czar stuff. Corporate and liberal media referred to Harris as the border czar when she received the post from Biden in 2021, but has now attempted to downplay her role in the border crisis.
Well, she has to. She has to downplay it.
Because she did nothing.
Because, it actually got worse.
Yeah.
Right? Is immigration worse now than it was before?
Well, it's not that it's... Yes, it's worse, but when you say she didn't do anything, she actually did what Soros and Klaus Schwab want, which is to just let them in.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that in Europe and the UK.
Flood the votes.
Right now. Yeah.
Well, it's like packing the court.
Yeah. 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 Flood the country. It's
right. I mean, she was a big proponent of flooding the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to get more judges so that they could,
while
Biden's in office, he can appoint two more Democratic judges and they can have a majority again.
Mm-hmm.
Because 50 years of having a Democratic majority on the Supreme Court wasn't enough.
Right.
Right. You finally get a conservative majority for a couple months, and we can't handle that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, not much to talk about there.
I am nervous. What it says about our humanity in this country. If we're gonna hate Trump so much that we would vote for probably the worst candidate of all time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hate saying that. I mean.
Well, I know you don't believe polls, but Trump is up by a point or two or three in several of the swing states, and it's...
I can find you as many polls as you want that say she's up, or they're tied, whatever the polls are.
I understand, but there is reasons to be optimistic.
Well, we'll see.
Yes, we'll see. We are up on a break. We're way over time, so hold that thought for a few minutes, and we'll be right back. I'm all good already, so moved on, it's scary. I'm not where you left me at all. Drake and Scott with Ziggy, Radioslot.com. Scott said it'd be nice to go back to where we used to rotate intro songs for each segment, so it's like, okay, here's Dua Lipa, or Dua Lipa. I'll never get her name right. I always put the extra U in there. I don't know why I do that.
I'm not even going to attempt it.
Yeah. Anyway, this is an oldie, actually. It's a couple years old now.
Hey, maybe we can get comma blah, blah, blah to pronounce it.
Okay. one thing about Kamala and her lack of accomplishments, it's almost as if she's spent the last 4 years in a nail salon gossiping with ladies who don't speak English. It's all the South Korean ladies, and they're doing her nails, and she's just talking, and they're just, and they're talking in their own language, and nobody's understanding anybody, but they still laugh, and it's like... Nothing's getting accomplished, but you think you're making an impression, and it's...
Yep.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's
Am I the only one who has spent time in nail salons with ladies who don't speak English? Because you guys are looking at me like, huh?
I'm a little worried about you right now, actually.
I need to find that button over there.
Should we go get a mani-pedi together?
Why not?
Brian?
We can do that as a group.
Doesn't that make you gay?
I can't believe we haven't gotten in trouble already.
No, I know. So, Scott, you finally remembered your crazy on the way. As I suggested, it did have something to do with your family. And then you remember.
Kind of loosely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm moving.
Wife has kicked you out? Is that what you...
I kicked myself out.
Oh, okay.
So, we have some extended family all in one house, and... It's my father-in-law's house. We take care of him. He needs regular attention.
Well, he's in his 90s, right?
Yeah, he's about to hit 96.
Yeah.
Right? So we live in a second bedroom. And if you've ever seen the closet space and just the square footage of a second bedroom,
I understand.
Just horrible. Yeah. You try to put any size, decent size bed in there,
mm-hmm.
there's room for nothing else.
Right.
So my wife has, she has the whole closet for the most part, and I've been trying to figure out how to creatively store my clothes and my shoes and things like that, and I finally had it. I'm done with it. I lost it, and I went on and I found a a portable, like a
closet.
Yeah, it's like a portable closet. It's a standing clothes rack. So you can hang shirts, and it has a couple shelves and things like that. It's like 8 feet long. And I'm moving into the garage. I'm just going to take over the garage. And my wife started arguing with me. I was like, well, shouldn't we? We should make room in here. We can do this. We can do that. It's like the square footage just doesn't work. I'm just going to go in the garage, and that's going to be my room now. I'll sleep in the bed, and I don't need to keep anything else in there. And now I'm going to just get naked in the garage. Change my clothes, and life's good. I don't have to fight with anybody for space. I think it's a great compromise.
Yeah.
And some people would call that crazy, and I don't care. I'm moving in the garage. I got to have my own man cave.
You're going to be like Greg Brady in the attic.
Yeah.
You're going to have... Eventually, you're going to have... You're going to set up a smoking corner, or you're going to have some other items of comfort, and you're going to end up spending more time in the garage than you do inside the house.
I'm going to see how much of the garage I can take over.
Make UFOs in the
just
backyard.
Myself. Yeah.
Well, and then the dog will try to eat it out of the air. Yeah.
Well, you know, the best part about this is there's a garage refrigerator and
yes,
freezer.
I'm familiar with it.
Right there. I mean, I could have access to food and beverages.
You can get a portable camping stove.
Oh,
you won't have to leave the garage. You can just...
Right, throw a microwave in there.
Hey, has anybody seen Scott? Ooh. I don't know. He's gone.
Yeah.
Right? Open the garage door, have a cigar.
No, here's what you do. You take that clothes rack, and is it on wheels?
No, it's a standing...
Okay, it's a standing thing. Okay, well, even better. You can position it to create...
A cubby.
Yeah.
And yeah,
then you can
like
hide there. You can hide there behind all your clothes.
Yeah, and to get in and out, you have to part the clothes to get in. I'm going to be Lion Witch in the wardrobe.
There you go.
Going through the wardrobe into my Narnia.
Nice.
Exactly. And then no one will be able to find you there.
And I'll tell everybody, don't go in there. There's a lion on the loose.
Yeah.
You're going to get eaten.
Yeah. You say, you know, hey, I'm going to leave the house. I'm going to go do such and such. Drive the car down the street, park it, come back into the garage, go into your cubbyhole, and everybody will think you're gone, except you're not gone. Yeah. You're there on the couch taking a nap.
Yeah. I'm very excited to see how this experiment goes.
Nice.
It just arrived, too, the big box.
Oh, okay. So now you got to put it together.
Yeah. But at least it's not IKEA.
Right.
Well, when the time comes, we'll help you move some stuff around and put the couch in there.
You're going to... Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
We can work in the garage.
A couch. Right. Wow. I hadn't thought about that.
I got a spare TV.
It doesn't even have to be a big couch.
Yeah.
It can just be a small one.
Hang a TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, you can do all kinds of things there.
Yeah. Hey, guys, let's go hang out in the garage.
You can put up a sign, no girls allowed.
You know what? We'll just set up... We'll set up a table, do our show from the garage.
That'd be nice.
That could work.
Yeah. We'll have to get more mic stands, though.
I mean, imagine the commute. 3 steps?
Yeah, well, yeah, 3, and you'd still be late.
Yes, I will. That's right, baby.
And then you're going to have to give me a key to the house so I can go in and set up.
You guys start without me.
Yeah.
Today's broadcast is in Scott's bedroom.
That's right.
But boy, if we did this in the garage, there would be, you know, heads poking through doorways and creeping around the corner and
Grandpa's going to wander in looking to like sort the trash or
I don't mean
find another plastic bag.
I don't mean Grandpa. I mean, you know.
No, we're stopping there. Abort.
Well,
I do have a double-locked deadbolt.
She'd be very curious as to what we were doing. And
oh, no, she'll be at work.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, then, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, yeah, I'm in. We'll see.
I mean, we can do like a special episode from there or something like that.
Maybe we'll launch our two-hour.
Yeah.
John, like we're going to 2 hours at some point when we can work out the logistics.
At some point, yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, let's see if... check the emails.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, check the emails. We got 30 seconds because I have to cut this break short because we went long last time.
I'll check during the break.
So I'll just tease what we got coming up here. An artificial sweetener has been found, according to a study, to cause blood clots and risks of strokes, etc. And
Are you saying that when you put artificial things into your body, that it could have ramifications?
It could, yeah. So we'll get back to that when we come back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy, Radioslot.com, back with Lana Lovitch and Lucky Number. One of my favorite new wave artists from back in the 80s. He's kind of strange, though.
Strange is in.
Back then, sure, she would probably fit in just fine now, too.
Yeah, strange is trendy.
Yeah. So, Ziggy, you had mentioned something about breakdancing at the Olympics. Are you trying to find it? Or
that. Yeah.
Wait, when did breakdancing become a sport?
I don't know. Probably the same time that professional basketball became a sport in the Olympics, too.
The Olympics has too many non-sports already.
Yeah, I agree.
Right.
So there was breakdancing.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
And some girl forgot?
Ray Gun.
She forgot that there was breakdancing?
So her name is... I didn't watch the Olympics. I don't know anything... that went on.
Me neither.
Okay, so Ray Gun, is that's her name?
Ray Gun is one of the tools that they used on Star Trek.
Oh.
They had a Ray Gun.
Yeah, no, that's her name.
Star Trek, Star Wars.
Well, it's like a rap name then that she's adopted. Do I sound how old do I sound?
Rachel Gunn is her name. Ray Gunn is her
stage name. Oh, so Ray Gunn is her nickname. Okay.
Yeah, and she went up on stage like she was having a epileptic seizure or something, and
tried
to call it breakdancing.
What country is she from?
Australia.
Oh, so okay. Well, there's your problem. It's not that she was having a seizure. She lives upside down. So in France, she was right side up, and she couldn't quite move the same because the gravity's different. So that's her problem. Yeah.
You would think you'd have an advantage if you started upside down for breakdancing.
Nope.
How do you qualify for breakdancing
for the
Olympics?
I don't know. This is the same Olympics.
Are there regional competitions to where different countries...
Watch her dance, and we'd all be qualified if they brought it back next time.
No one wants to watch me dance.
Me either, breakdancing or otherwise. We even screwed up our wedding dance, my wife and I. It wasn't that we did anything wrong. It's just that we practiced on a proper dance floor at a studio where they taught, they played our song. They said, here's how you move. And, you know, we did this for 6 weeks. I think it was every Saturday we had to be in Danville at this dance studio so that we can learn our wedding dance.
Oh, wow.
And then the day of, we ended up dancing on concrete or asphalt. This wasn't a dance floor. We couldn't slide. We couldn't do all those things. I mean, you could try, but it's like I was going to break twist my ankle around. So we wound up doing this strange hybrid of what we had intended to do and then what we had to do based on the terrain. And this wonderful routine we had worked out that we were going to dazzle everybody with just went down the tubes. And
you dazzled them in a different way.
I guess. I mean, nobody...
You practiced something, but then ended up doing an interpretive dance.
Apparently, yeah. That's apparently what happened. I mean, luckily, we managed to get through it okay. But, when...
How many points did this girl score? I'm guessing...
Not a lot? Okay.
I heard that it was 0 points. Have we ever heard... of anybody in the Olympics getting 0 points?
Well, then she has set a new record for being the first one to get 0 points. But when you talk about how did breakdancing become an Olympic sport, the IOC president here, Thomas Bach, I got a quote from him. He's responding to questions about the women's boxing competition, and he makes it clear that there was never any doubt on the athletes being women and that the current online abuse is unacceptable. Let's see if this is the quote that I'm looking for here.
Let's be very clear here. We are talking about women's boxing. And we have two boxers.
I don't know if this is the one. It goes on for a minute.
as women, who have been raised as women, who have a passport as a woman, and who have competed for many years as women. And this is the clear definition of a woman.
Oh, come on, say the good part.
There was never any doubt about them being...
Let's see, I'm going to skip around here.
And there I can only invite them. If they are coming up with something, we are ready to listen. We are ready a new definition of who is a woman.
Here we go.
There I can only invite them to come up with a scientific-based, a new definition of who is a woman, and how can somebody being born, raised, competed, and having a passport as a woman cannot be considered a woman.
So we need the president of the Olympics here says we
the
need
IOC.
A new, yeah, we need a scientific way to determine who is a woman.
All right, I'm applying for that job.
Wow.
I want that job. I got it. I got it. Super easy.
Okay.
DNA test. Do they have an XY chromosome?
Well, does it
it's
have
to? It's super simple. It's super simple. It's an easy test. Because here's the thing. You can write anything on your passport. And two ignorant parents can raise somebody as the wrong gender. You can apply for any competition as a woman, especially these days. So all of the examples that he gave, they're fake examples. I mean, they're fakeable. IOC. When have we ever trusted the IOC with anything? Right? How did the countries get a bid to host the Olympics? Bribes from that country.
Yeah.
Everybody's known this for decades.
Whoever pays the highest.
Yeah. Whoever pays the highest. Why is it the U.S. gets them every 16 years, every 20 years? Because we pay the most. And everybody wants to come to America. So I think it's terrible.
Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
Oh, stop.
That's how you tell.
Are you telling me this little kid is smarter than the president of the IOC?
It's not a tumor.
Yeah, that's how you tell. And you
simple.
Someone has to, I guess, go in and look. Anyway.
I love the female boxer who got, 40 seconds into the bout with this. The Algerian boxer.
Yeah.
And just said, no, I'm not doing this.
Got her nose crushed, yeah.
I'm not going to distinguish this or ingratiate this anymore. I'm not playing along.
So, now I guess... At the closing ceremony, Tom Cruise did some sort of thing where he grabbed the torch and he's going to take it to L.A. for next year or for 28, or I don't remember what the plan is, but they did some sort of stunt with him.
Well, did he skydive in or something like that?
I'm just talking off the top of my head.
Yeah. Well, from what I understand, he does almost all of his own stunts, which is impressive.
Yeah.
So if he did... fly in or drop in or whatever and did it himself. I mean, props to him because there's no way I'm doing that.
Right.
Yeah. Good for him. And if they're trying to highlight the torch going to the next city and it's marketing, I get it.
Yeah. I'm trying to find the story on it here and I can't, but I guess
I just want to know, are they going to let men compete in women's sports?
Oh, probably.
Can you imagine if we did that in basketball or soccer or any of the other?
Well, we let professionals play now when it's supposed to be an amateur thing.
Yeah, died like 20-something years
ago. I understand, yeah, but it's one of
and
the ways.
And every other country was doing that except for us.
I know, I completely understand that, yeah, but it's like we pretty much have turned the Olympics into the exact opposite of what they were supposed to be.
Yeah.
And it's just more... It's just another commercial enterprise now. Instead of being something that unites the world and sets aside politics and lets everybody just have a week or two where we don't have to deal with national conflict. But no, we got to be commercial and it's got to be for profit and us against them. And there you go.
Yeah. Well, it ruins all the the true stories, the good stories, the people that work their whole life and train to be good at a skill or ability.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's so many great stories, and yet what gets all the attention? The squeaky wheels and the rule breakers and the goofy press conferences.
And the virtue signaling, yeah,
exactly. You know, one of the things I love from this Olympics was the women's national team for the United States soccer. Okay, because I have been a hater for a while now. Remember, they were the ones that were doing all things politics and all things gender and just ripping on everything. They had the one girl with the blue hair.
Right. The woke choke.
Yeah, she was just, she was absolutely painful. And the coach was in on it and the whole thing. And then you had a few girls who just kept their mouth shut and they're trying to. Well, they got rid of all those girls or they retired and they moved out. They fired the coach.
Nice.
And they started over from scratch. Whole new group of girls, brand new coach. And we just beat, I think it was Brazil. We beat Brazil 1-0 in the final to win the gold.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So the women's, our national team is back on top, as it should be.
All right.
Ooh, ooh.
Finally get some real women.
I like girl on top.
Yeah. Don't. Now, I wonder how many of them are actually men.
We'll let Brian figure that one out.
Can you imagine if a man tried to play in soccer in the Olympics? Tried to pawn it off like, oh, no, I got female on my passport.
Yeah, I know. But, well, the woke choke might have been considering.
She wasn't good enough at soccer.
Okay.
There was no clear advantage of having her on the team, I would say.
Well, we only got a couple minutes before the next break. I want to get to this sweetener issue. Consuming a drink with erythritol. Erythritol. It's an artificial sweetener.
Can I buy a vowel?
It's used to add bulk to stevia and monk fruit to sweeten low-carb keto products. Anyway, apparently it causes blood clots, triggers heart attacks, strokes, etc.
Yes, but you might lose 1 pound.
Yeah. Why is it? I think you said it when I first brought this up, that when you put things artificial into your body, they tend to cause problems.
Yeah.
I know we have, I mean, does high fructose corn syrup, does that count as artificial real sugar or what?
I would put it in the artificial category.
Yeah,
it's artificial.
So so how come that stuff doesn't seem to cause the problems that the artificial sweeteners do?
Oh, we just need to get the correct person on here to talk about it, and
who would that be
to explain all the negative problems with high fructose corn syrup, what it does to your system when you put it in. It's overly sweet, and it makes you crave more. So, in a lot of ways, you tend to eat more. It's also manufactured sugar, which is problematic for the body. I watched a thing on it.
I see.
And I got bored and fell asleep and just said, no more high fructose corn syrup for me.
Yeah.
And just move on.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I like Mexican Coke better than.
Yeah. Well, I think it's real simple. It's real simple. And we'll talk about it in the terms of a car, right? You can put water in your gas tank?
No.
You can put gas in your radiator?
No.
How about gas in your oil?
Ooh.
No, well, you put oil in your tank.
Honda does that, but
no, you can't. I mean,
unless it's a two-stroke.
Uh-oh. We're throwing him off his point.
I'm not talking about a chainsaw, okay? No, but if you run a chainsaw that's two-stroke, but you run it on just straight gas, you're not giving it the right material, and everything is meant to function a certain way. And the problem is we as a culture, and I mean humans, are so enthralled with finding an exception to the rule, or I'm going to do it differently, I'm going to be special, or I don't want to have to wait that long, or whatever it is, I'm going to do it cheaper. That we come up with alternatives, and now we're using things different than they were meant differently
yeah.
than they were meant to be used.
Yeah.
And then we're scratching our head while, oh, why doesn't my transmission work anymore?
Why do we have all these problems now?
Yeah. Well, you used engine oil instead of transmission oil because you thought you were going to save money. And yeah. now what you got? You got a car that doesn't work. That's what our bodies are.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I feel like I'm getting grumpy.
I thought I was the grumpy one. Yeah.
I know. Right. Where's Fun Scott?
Well, hopefully Fun Scott returns for the post-game wrap-up because we're up on a break. So back after this. Greg and Scott with ZiggyRadioSlot.com. No coach today. He yeah. is off on a adventure, I guess we can say.
Something, yeah, that day job gets in the way, doesn't it?
Yeah, something to do with his day job and something about Puerto Vallarta or some other exotic destination. So he's out having a great time right now.
Probably.
Yeah.
Today's post-game report brought to you by Manipulated Data.
Okay.
We like to take data and manipulate it to see if we can come up with new data.
Sure.
But then it's not data. It's not data anymore.
No.
Right? Once you change your answer, well, then you're not going with the actual equation. And we see it all over the place. Like these Olympics boxers, they're trying to manipulate the data as to what a gender is. Right? This artificial sweetener. Mm-hmm. We're trying to manipulate the data.
Breakdancer.
The breakdancer tried to manipulate the data.
Yeah.
And the moment you manipulate data, it's no longer science. You're no longer dealing with facts. And if you can figure out that what you're dealing with, someone has manipulated it, there's always an agenda. They're trying to pull one over on you.
Sure.
And as soon as you can figure that out, you got to move. Yep. Right? Boom. So Scott's third T today stands for twisting the data. Never twist the data.
Okay.
Because you're going to come up with wrong answers, right? Yeah. You remember math class when you forgot to drop the decimal point?
Yep,
sure.
And your answer was off by 10 times or 100 times?
I was so bad at math, I'm sure it happened.
And your math teacher's kind of snickering and looking at you, and the kids around the room are like, what just happened? And the teacher says, well, if you drop down the decimal point, then the answer's right. And everybody in class laughs at you like, oh, that was so stupid. You forgot to drop the decimal point.
No, that didn't happen. But
it never happened?
Not like that.
So it was only me?
The only math teacher I remember was the cute one. And I'm thinking of her right now. But yeah, no, I wasn't dropping decimal points.
Or forgot to carry the one or something like that.
Well, I carried something.
Oh, my goodness. You're twisting the data right now, man.
Carried a torch, but, you know.
Yeah.
When she got married, she broke 30 hearts all at once. Oh. Mine included. So.
Yes, and all 30 of them were functioning off manipulated data because they thought they had a shot.
Yeah. We were a bunch of teenage boys who thought we had a shot with a 30-plus-year-old woman. Yeah, that was. Anyway.
When you deal in actual facts, actual experiences, real answers from time-tested and proven mature people with experience, everything will work better. Here's to you working better and having greater experiences.
Keep the table.
Less stress. And when somebody is trying to get you with bad data, just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk away. And say, nope, not today. Or say, nope, not today, and then walk away. You choose. Long as you do both.
That's right. As long as you say like no. It. No is...
That's what I did.
Yeah.
They were trying to manipulate the data that I could live in a second bedroom. I said, nope, 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 not today.
Not today.
I'm walking away. I'll be in the garage. I'll catch you guys all next week. When I come back, we'll see how the garage experiment is going.
Yes. I'm interested to see if there's any feminine input into the garage space that you have to negotiate.
Oh, I'm sure that that she will manipulate the data and try to twist things to...
Well, this would look cuter over here.
Just remember.
Don't you think you should?
Nope, not today.
Do you want to put this over here?
Nope, not today.
I have to get you a programmable button so you could just hit it on repeat.
Oh, like that, like nope, that Staples today. Thing.
Yeah, that's yeah, a, like yeah, the okay. easy button.
Yeah, the easy button.
Yeah. Nope, not today.
Let's go with easy.
All right. Well, Dragon Scott with Ziggy, Radioslot.com. No coach today. He'll be back next week, I'm sure, with plenty of stories about his overseas adventures. And
Yeah,
maybe we'll get a crazy on the way from him.
A crazy on the way back from wherever he's at.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, good day to you, sir, and good day to you, sir.
Good day, sir.
Thank you for listening.
Say good night, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie. Throw your hat in the air, Mary.